do you mind holding, sir?
Go ahead, sir.
Donald?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. We apologize.
No, you don't. God, you don't need to, anybody in the world that deserves to be acclaimed and applauded. It's you and that sweet wife of yours, and Lady Bird and Hubert and Muriel and I just eating breakfast, and we decided that the two best things about this campaign is you and Carl Sanders.
Well, we took a little trouble, but that's all right.
Oh, we can take that. You know, Mama used to tell me that you got to suffer a little setback to develop character.
That's right. It's good for you.
If everything comes easy, why, you just get to be a pushover. And we just begun to fight. We just going to start. And you just tell those people in South Carolina that there ain't nobody mad at them. But we're going to build that state, and we're going to work together, and we got the greatest governor and the greatest first lady in the country, and we think that they kind of temporarily went off a little bit, but everybody does that. I guess I've made a few mistakes myself in my life. And anyway, we got no ill feeling and I think it's really good he carried some of them. I hate for him to carry your state because of you, but he had to carry some, and so we got a lot to be thankful for, and we're expecting you to be there, that top hat of yours, to inauguration. We'll tell that gal of yours I want her to say the dance.
She just came in and she just wants to say hello.
Well, I want to, and then Lady Bird wants to talk to you, and Hubert does.
Fine.
So you just set aside part of the morning there, because we're going to do a little visiting.
Hello, my beloved Mr. President.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm fine, and I just want you to know we're the happiest people. Except for South Carolina.
Well, Lady Bird says, oh, it's you responsible for Florida and Virginia. We never counted them. We never have carried them.
Well, we're going to have to do something about it. And when you run 4 years from now, it won't be this way, I promise you.
Well, we're going to come see you and want you to come see us. And we're mighty thankful for all you did. And
well, we couldn't do enough because we love you. And we think you're going to be America's greatest president.
We're sure going to try to be.
That.
Here's Lady Bird.
Hello?
Virginia?
Oh, hello. How nice to talk to you.
Oh, so good to hear you.
Oh, we're so proud, except for South Carolina makes us weep.
Well, let's not give that a thought, because let's look at the total view, because what you and Lindy worked on were 8 states, and well, I think we just did mighty well, considering what everybody knew when we started out, that it was the hardest part of the whole United States.
Well, we love you so much. I said we're already working, and it won't be this way 4 years from now. And so when you run, and I said, that wonderful president's going to be the greatest president we've ever had, and you. I just can't find words to tell you.
Well,
how wonderful and gracious you are, and how we bless you for being our first lady.
Well, we just can't thank you enough for what you did, giving up days and weeks on working for that project. And it's the single most glowing memory I have of the whole 2 months of those 4 days.
I've worked every single day, but somehow I didn't seem to get anywhere. But we're going to do better, I promise you. And our blessings on you, our love are with you always.
I didn't hear that last.
I said our blessings are with you always.
Oh, thank you
and
so much.
And our love. And we just hope you get some rest.
We're doing that. The next 2 or 3 days, we're just going to turn into vegetables. And here's Hubert, and he wants to say a word to you and to the governor.
Well, let him speak to the governor, please.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Senator.
Well, Governor, how do you do?
Fine, and I'm certainly glad to speak to you, and I regret we didn't give you what we ought to do, but we'll do better the next time.
We know that. I had the privilege of meeting your lovely lady, and I surely was pleased.
Well, she has told me so many fine things about you. She was deeply impressed, and she's been singing your praises ever since.
Well, listen, everything is going to come along fine, and we're going to all work together. My goodness, the president is so proud of you. I can't tell you in proper words how he's described it. He's really strong on you.
Fine. Well, thank you. Ms. Russell wants to say just hello to you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Vice President.
Well, hello.
And we are so happy and so proud.
Well, thank you.
Oh, we really are. I said except for South Carolina, we cry over that. But it'll be different 4 years from now.
We know that. We know that. And
we'll, but we're working even now on it.
Well, wonderful. I was so pleased to have had the privilege of meeting you.
Well, it was a joy to me, and we want you to come to see us. We want the people of South Carolina to see you and know you, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, I tell you, we were just sitting here visiting, and Mrs. Humphrey sometime will come. She's a little easier than I am to sell.
I don't know.
We'll be looking forward to getting down there to see you, to saying hello to both of you.
We're going to look forward to it.
Fine.
Blessings on you.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Governor. Just a minute. The President wants a word with you.
Fine.
Donald?
Yes, Mr. President.
Don't you get angry and don't you get disappointed, because
we're not. No, we're going to keep our...
You remember, you all were there last 4 years, and then Virginia and Florida came back, and you and Tidley have a little day off. And Texas, you know, went five now all the time.
That's right. Well, I certainly do appreciate your attitude.
Don't you feel bad about it, and we're just going to work harder for them. We just, to those that have been so mean, we'll just forgive them, and... You just tell us what we ought to do, and let's keep a close tie in there, and let's get old Carl, and let's build our country, and do something for our people. And I appreciate old Olin's attitude. Looks like he fought right to the last, didn't he?
He sure did. There isn't any question about that.
Now, did our mill people help us any, or did they go against us?
You talk about the
owners.
Owners, no, we got about a 50-50 break in there.
I helped them a lot with their farm bill, and I thought they owed us a little bit.
They did. We got about a 50-50 break. It may have been a little better than that, but that's about it.
Did the workers help?
Well, the civil rights issue hurt us there, and that's where we got hurt.
With the workers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the margins we should have gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
That was our trouble.
Well, did you have many Negroes vote?
Yes, we had a good Negro vote, but we had a terrific turnout, much better than we had anticipated or even the Republicans had anticipated. We had anticipated a vote of about 400,000. We voted 525,000, running about 100 to 125,000 over anybody's estimate.
He spent lots of money in that state, didn't he?
Oh, they spent, good God. And, of course, this Saturday night before the election, hell, he made a plea on the civil rights right here in our... And he developed this damn crazy idea of the right of freedom of association. This fellow up at Charlottesville developed a silly idea, but it made them think that he was all out for them in the civil rights fight. And he attacked the civil rights bill, said he was against everything about it. And it was a very effective program for this area.
What percentage did he get?
He got in...
60-40?
No, he got 57%.
57.
It was better than your poll showed. That we did better than that poll showed there.
Yeah.
So, in that respect, if we'd have had a normal vote, it would have been nip and tuck. But they got out some votes that we didn't anticipate, I have to confess. But as Virginia says, we're looking to the next one.
Well, we're going to do it, and you just figure out a program we can help on, and let's get busy at it.
Fine, and thank you so much, Mr. President, for calling.
Thank all of the friends who helped us. Tell everyone you see that you think's deserving of it that I called and asked you to tell them hello.
I'll do it.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.